It's one more day and two more versions of what's doing with the Russian troops who went into Georgia 2 weeks ago. The version from Moscow is this. The Russian Defense Ministry says it's completed its pullout from the former Soviet Republic. Officials say they've met Russia's obligations under a French-brokered ceasefire. Well, the other version comes from Washington and Paris. The U.S. and French governments say that Russia has not yet complied with the ceasefire agreement. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. Gabriel, what are you seeing?
Well, I spent most of the day at the village of Igoeti, which was the furthest most point that the Russian forces had got. It's just about 22 miles from where I'm standing now in the capital. And the day started much the same way as it had been for all the past days of this week. Russian forces sitting around with not much to do, manning their checkpoint, cradling their rifles. Then at just after noon, there was a lot of activity. Suddenly, a number of armored vehicles and tanks came around a bend in the road at high speed. The soldiers at the checkpoint left their checkpoint behind. They kicked the tires away, opened the road up, and went to their own tanks that were dug in by the side of the road. They removed the branches, the camouflage. They got in, and literally within about half an hour, three quarters of an hour, they'd all lined up on the road, and they left in the direction of South Ossetia, in a big plume of dust and smoke. And they joined, apparently, we spoke to other BBC teams on the road, a column of hundreds of other such vehicles, Russian armoured vehicles, heading in the same direction.
Okay, so Russia says that it has indeed withdrawn, but it says that it will still continue to control this buffer zone. Where exactly is the buffer zone and what's the significance?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't think anyone quite knows where this buffer zone is supposed to be at the moment. The Russians seem to have a different idea of it from other organizations. The OSCE, Europe's Security Watchdog, says that they think it should be 7 kilometers. That's a little over 4 miles either side of the de facto border with South Ossetia. I think the Russians seem to be saying that they have the right to keep peacekeepers on Georgian soil in order to ensure the security of the South Ossetian population. Now, I think that is probably what Washington is referring to when it says it hasn't seen a full pullout. It certainly will be something that the government in Tbilisi will take issue with.
In fact, Gabriel, the Vice Prime Minister of Georgia has already taken issue with this buffer zone. Here's what he had to say.
What we hear from Russia, they think that they are going to stay in Georgia, breaking this ceasefire accord. They are talking about staying in South Ossetia, Abkhazia, even more, making stations around some buffer zone, and Russia must understand that they have to leave sovereign country's territory.
Well, Russia doesn't seem to buy that talk of sovereignty at all. Now, Russia and Georgian officials seem to have different interpretations of exactly what's been agreed upon in this international deal. What does the agreement specify, and how does it look from your end?
The basic points are that hostilities should cease immediately. That seems to have happened. And then we get into the question of both sides withdrawing to the positions they occupied before this latest conflict started, so on or before August the 6th. Now, that would seem quite straightforward, but the Russians have added a proviso, which they say allows them to take measures before an international peacekeeping mission or some kind of more permanent peacekeeping mission can be deployed in order to ensure the security of the South Ossetian population. And that is where we get into all kinds of vagaries.
All right, just give me one final thought here. Since you are in Tbilisi, you're hearing obviously not only the Georgian side but also from Russians, and you mentioned from the White House as well. How would you gauge the level of tension at this point?
On the diplomatic front, I think the tensions are ratcheting up. I think we will see a lot of wrangling over this buffer zone if Russia continues to keep its peacekeepers on Georgian soil. That said, speaking to the soldiers, there was quite an extraordinary way in which the two sides seemed to manage to kind of get along together. I wouldn't say it was hugely friendly, but they certainly chatted together. Even some of the Georgian policemen would come over and talk to the Russian soldiers. And when you talked individually to both sides, they both said they had no appetite for conflict with the other, that they respected and liked each other, and that they were just here because of, well, big politics. Why is this happening? You say, well, it's all being decided in Washington or in Moscow, was the general response that you'd get. So I think there's a difference to be made here on the tensions diplomatically and on people on the ground who, by and large, seem to get on quite well. That said, of course, there was quite a lot of civilian destruction on both sides, both South Ossetia in Tsringvali, the capital of South Ossetia, and in Georgian towns. And I think there people might view that somewhat differently.
That's the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Tbilisi.